Okay, Shalom Aboisai. We are in Chavis Halvavis, Mezos Hashem, Shar HaTshuva, Perek Yud, Mitzvah Hashem. So, the Chavis Halvavis in the previous Perek started by asking, can you do tshuva for every avera? Are there averas that you cannot do tshuva for? He didn't answer the question yet. Instead, he spent the rest of the perek laying down that there are averas where the tshuva is straightforward, and then there are averas where the tshuva gets complicated, including Ben Adam HaChaveroi. The tshuva can get complicated for a number of reasons. Shalom, shalom. The tshuva can get complicated for a number of reasons, as well as averas that leave a lasting practical effect, such as chas v'shalom, causing someone's death through, you know, maliciously, whether by pulling a trigger or by through mesira, right, etc. And also other averas where the effect stays. Averis that, for example, machtias harabim, right, influencing people in the wrong way, where the effect is very difficult to undo afterwards. Averis like lashon hara, averis that become habitual, which two aspects. First of all, they're much harder to change, and second of all, they just generate such on such a wholesale level that it's very difficult afterwards to come and start either tracking down everyone you spoke about. You don't even remember everything you did. So, bottom line, at the end of this parak, he didn't answer the question yet, but he told us that there are the averis that the tshuva is straightforward for, and then there are the averis where it gets quite complicated to the extent of you wonder, how can you do tshuva? Now, to answer the question. So we saw parak yud. Abel eich oifen ha-tachbula. What is the strategy? Lemisha koshto olav ha-tshuva. For a person who's having a hard time with the tshuva. So noima b'tshuva sa-sheila hazos. We'll answer the question as follows. Kimisha omar avera min averas. If a person has done some avera, sheyikshe litakna. And now it's hard for him to correct. Ba'oifen ha-tshuva miyached eslo. According to the prescribed method of tshuva, it would be one of two situations. What would the case be? So, either it's ben adam lamakon, those types of averas that we discussed that are difficult to change, either because it's a habit that's hard to break, or where the effect is still there. Or it's been other machaveri. If you cheated someone or hurt someone, offended someone, gneva, gzela, chamas, avel, all kinds of injustice, dishonesty, other kinds of hurt. Now, whatever which one it is, v'tia tshuva nimnas olav v'necha min apanim sheikdamu, sha tshuva meim kosher, whichever it is, ben adam l'makam or ben adam l'chaveira, and you are running into one of the difficulties with tshuva that we've discussed in the previous parak, why it gets complicated, why it gets impractical, why you can't really get on top of what you've done. So, what do you do now? So, kshayekabel olav gidra tshuva b'chol tano el. If you will apply yourself fully to the requirements of tshuva, asher b'koychav yicholte mehem, that you are able to do, you're able to do charoto, you're able to do vidui, Aziva Sachet, you're going to have to apply yourself to as much as you possibly can, right? Then you get to the level of, let's say we're talking about other machaber, you get to the level of the pius, mechila, which, for whatever reason, the person is dead. You don't have the money to pay him back. you don't know where he lives, etc. Doesn't want to be Michael. So, Haborei Mekel Alav Tshuvas. Hashem will ease your tshuva. Meaning, if you are sincerely doing everything that is up to you, Hashem will aid you. And Hashem will actually deal with, he'll deal with the parts that are beyond you. What does that mean? He'll provide him with other outs, other exits. He'll provide him with other means of setting things right. In fact, Hashem will sometimes actually give you the siyata d'shmaya. For example, this is a very interesting thing that the Gemara says. If we're talking about Chalila, a person who was involved in the wrong kind of relationship, and he said that this is considered something that you can't undo if now there are his offspring as a result. Very interesting. That requires discussion. Why that's considered like part of the chet. We say that you can't correct the chet if there's offspring. It's interesting that that's considered part of the chet.
Because you forced Hashem's hand.
What's that?
In a sense, you forced Hashem's hand to make one there or something like that.
So that itself, Lachari, you could do tshuva for that itself. Why is the fact that the offspring still exists kind of like viewed as, therefore you can't do a full tshuva? Well, then the question is, how does the solution help? Look what the solution is. Hashem will discontinue that offspring. Gemara says that's actually considered like Hashem helping the tshuva reach its end. This is interesting. This really has to be studied further. Okay, what?
I understand the question. The fact that the result of the vera is actually, how
to do tshuva. We would think, meaning, it's a chiddush, you need to do tshuva for that. You know, maybe it isn't. Maybe I'm just having a hard time understanding it. I would have thought that the chet lies in the act, not in the results, unless the results. Well, we do know this. You know what? Okay, maybe you're right. Like for example, let's say you spoke Lashon Hara about somebody. This is a famous thing. You spoke Lashon Hara about somebody. That caused him to lose his job. And as a result, he got divorced. And as a result, his children went off the derech. And all kinds of, you know, the whole thing like that. That we do say that the person is held accountable for all the effects. Now, so perhaps Enoch Hanami, somehow I didn't think of this exactly as being in the same gather, but Enoch Hanami, maybe, yeah, you know, you caused undesirable effects, things that should not be in existence now, and that's actually held against you, okay? Yeah. Whatever it is, so this is interesting. What we're being told here is that if you really apply yourself properly, Hashem will provide the siyata d'shmaya that illegitimate offspring shouldn't continue.
What about...
Okay.
Say a person lived with a Chas V'Shalom, very good. But now, all the Tzara caused in that, all the...
So, you know, let's see the continuation here. Well, he deals with many things that are... It won't fit in this category, but let's see how he continues. If it's because of you were dishonest, you cheated somebody, and now you don't have the money to pay him back. So listen to what the Chafetz Chaim is saying. You apply yourself sincerely to all the Gidrei HaTshuva that you can do. Yiten le'yakel mamay. And Hashem will provide you with the money. And then you pay it to him. And he'll forgive you. So he's saying you'll get a special siyata d'shmaya. If you apply yourself to the tshuva as much as you possibly can, everything that really is in your koyach, and presumably that also means putting yourself out in terms of money, right? But he's telling you, especially at the Dishmaya, to actually get the money needed to pay the person back. But you know, this is part, you have to maintain the tshuva mentality. When the person suddenly comes across a windfall, he might not necessarily think of paying the person back as his first priority that has to be done with the money, right? So, okay, Baruch Hashem, now I can pay off my mortgage. I have that on my list, right? It's number three on my priority list. It's very important, right? But it's number three on my priority list. Chavis HaLavis is saying you have to view it that Hashem might make you get a special windfall just for that. Hashem saying this is a special installment for finishing your tshuva process. Okay. V'imheira l'chaveroi begufoi b'mamayna, if you hurt someone, whether in a physical way, beguf, or money, yachnis le'abori yisbach b'liboi, rotzoim v'avo, he will actually, and you are doing everything you can to do tshuva, to appease the person, Hashem will give your favor in the eyes of that person. Until he will agree to be moichel you for the chet, like the pasuk says, when Hashem is pleased with your ways, then your enemies will also seek to make peace with you. There's something very interesting. We actually talked about this once. We once talked in the past. I don't know if you remember. We had a discussion in the shir. It was before Yom Kippur. We were talking about mechila. What the concept of mechila is? Is it really that you need the mechila from the person in order to achieve the tshuva, or is that you need? Was it you that we spoke about?
Yeah,
with Rav Asher Weiss. Right, right. Or is that no? It's a din in you lowering yourself before the person because that's your kapara, your tshuva, etc. Is the stress on the appeasement your efforts, or is the stress on the mechila? And at the time, I was tending towards saying, and then Steve corroborated this with Rav Asher Weiss, said that it's more in the direction of you. It's about you doing yours. There isn't like an issue. Is that was that correct?
Yeah, it's not baal hamechila. It's not like
oh, right? It's not an issue of
baal hamechila, right? The reason you have to go to him is because that shows your
own regret.
Right.
You have to lower yourself. Oh, okay. So I'll note two things. So first of all, it's interesting that here the Chavos Avavis, I just picked up on this now as I was doing this perek, it is mashma here that no, it is about the person being moichel. There seem to be, if we start putting together all the different pieces, we might start identifying different shittas as far as this goes. But here he's saying, if you do yours, what will be the effect? He doesn't say like the Shulchan Aruch says, you did yours and you're off the hook. He says, if you do yours, Hashem will give you the siyata d'shmaya that he'll want to be moichel. You have to put all these pieces together. It's a bit of a confusing picture, this whole little piece. But this is something to know. Just the diuk and the chavos halavos. You asked about tefillah zakah. So how does that help? So this will come back to the point, and then this also, I think you made this point, that weiter, tefillah zakah, again, if we're not going with the chavos, actually, it will work with the Chavos HaLavos. But let's just take it one step at a time. Tefillah Zakah, Vaita. It seems that the Pshat is kind of along the lines of Chavos HaLavos is saying. You do yours. Really, it's on you to go and lower yourself before the person. If the person isn't available, you don't remember, then you can't do that. So it comes back to, are you doing everything you can? Everything I can includes davening to Hashem to make it work. You can't use Tefillah Zakah instead of going to the person. That not. But if you can't go to the person, then on the contrary, Tefillah Zakah provides that relief of, wow, apparently the Chayav Sov, obviously the Chayav Adam, Baal Tefillah Zakah, is giving us the license to daven to Hashem that it should work without that. And in the Chayav Sov, obviously, that works very nicely. So he's not exactly saying what Rav Asher Weiss says, that it's only about you doing yours. He's saying, you do yours, and if it remains beyond your grasp, Hashem will give you the Siyata Dishmaya that it will work out. Yeah, this is, we're getting a little lumdish here, but these are pieces that we have to put together here. Okay, we'll stop here for tonight. We're mamish in the middle. We'll another try to tie it all up next time. Okay. Good night.
Thank you.